from 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Yeah, DJ Den Shakespeare back on air again, and yeah, I forgot to announce that last song because somebody else need to get on so quickly, and it was Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On by Dean Martin. Huh. So, yeah, and, well, that, want to know something I dreamt last night? Oh, not last night, but, I mean, on the weekend, I dreamt I got kicked out of here for just stepping outside. That ain't good, is it? And I was relieved once I woke up. Yeah. So by the way, here's the first song is called It Might As Well Rain Until September. And by Gary and Dave on the Shakespeare Show 101.9 FM CITR.
Hello, this is the recording artist Jay Arner, and you're listening to CITR.
That was Silence by the Dishrags. And before that, It Might As Well Rain Until September by Gary and Dave. Well, I don't want it to be raining all summer. Sometimes it's nice to have silence, but not too often. Because to tell you the truth, I can definitely tell you, Volunteer Wednesdays is over. And people are hardly ever here. I bet even by the time I get out, there isn't going to be anybody. Yeah. And here is a song called Forever by Haim. Sure, my life is going to get better and not, you know, like I don't want to be not seeing too many people and stuff forever, you know. All right, see ya.
Thank you. be back with her. Well, she'll bite and scratch, whip her all night long. She's been living out her nine lives. She's been living out her nine lives. Yeah.
That was Cat Walker by The Diodes. Yeah, and Forever by Haim before that. That song kind of sounds familiar. Check and see if it's a hit later, because I believe I've heard it before. Yeah. Next song is called Slippin' Away by Gene Shepherd, a country song. Yeah. On the Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Monday's promise is Tuesday's lie. Saturday's party is Sunday's fight. Something's wrong with you and I. Love's gone wrong, but used to be right. And I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly, slipping away. It'll be gone in a few more days. Don't stop this love of ours from slipping away. Wednesday's kisses or Thursday's frowns. We can't live 2 days in a row when our world's not upside down. Here we stand watching it go, and I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly slipping away. It'll be gone in a few more days if we don't stop this love of ours from slipping away. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet some of the time. This puzzle's missing a piece or two. We've got the gray the wine, and I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly slipping away. It'll be gone in a few more days if we don't stop this love of ours from slipping away. And I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly slipping away. It'll be gone in a few more days. Don't stop this love of ours from slipping away. And I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly slipping away. It'll be gone in a
love to be found. I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play and we sing a song. The playground in my mind, in a world that used to be. Close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play and we sing a song. That's what we're gonna do.
Playground in My Mind by Clint Holmes and Slipping Away by Gene Shepherd. Before that, yeah, sometimes the playground can be slippery, even if, but a lot of kids do go outside on the playground when it's wet and when it's raining. At school sometimes they said it was an indoor day just for our safety and stuff. Yeah, and if you slip and injure yourself, where are you gonna run? And that is a song by Peter Tosh right now. Where are you going to hide from getting in trouble? On The Shakespeare Show, Where Are You Going to Run by Peter Tosh.
Trying to find. We're all
That was Rude Mood by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah, I'm definitely in no rude mood right now. Okay, and yeah, the song's quite long, so it's been shortened. Well, I just shortened it. Because, I mean, I need to make sure I have room for all my songs. And here is Jolie Jacqueline by Lucille Starr, Canadian female, a French one. French oldies one on the Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Jolie Jacqueline, belle fille, jolie Jacqueline, folle chérie, elle, belle fille. Jolie Jacqueline, quand elle passe dans la rue, on s'extase à sa vue, elle est belle, belle fille. Jolie Jacqueline. Jolie Jacqueline, pretty girl, jolie Jacqueline, like a pearl, jolie Jacqueline, pretty girl. Jolie Jacqueline. When she dances with some boy, you can see him dance for joy. Belle fille, jolie Jacqueline, folle chérie, elle est belle, belle fille. Jolie Jacqueline. When she dances with some boy, he can see him dance for joy. Belle fille, jolie Jacqueline, folle chérie, elle est belle, belle fille. Jolie Jacqueline. Jolie Jacqueline.
That was Some Kind of Fun by Teenage Head, yeah, and Jolie Jacqueline by Lucille Starr before that. Well, and almost everything here seems to be pretty fun to most people, doesn't it? Sure hope so. Because to me it is, and here again, yeah, well, here's a dance type of song. Well, not dance music, but it's a song that you would dance to in ballroom dance. And it's called Till I Waltz Again With You by Teresa Brewer on The Shakespeare Show.
Till I waltz again with you, let no other hold your charms. If my dreams should all come true, you'll be waiting for my arms. Till I kiss you once again, keep my love locked in your heart. Darling, I'll return and then we will never have to part. Though it may break your heart and mine, the minute when it's time to go, remember, dear, each word divine that meant I love you so. Till I waltz again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light. Till I waltz again with you, keep my love locked in your heart. Darling, I'll return and then we will never have to part. Though it may break your heart and mine, the minute when it's time to go, remember, were divine that meant I love you so. Till I waltz again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light, my light, my light. I will keep my promise true, till I waltz again with you.
Count me
That was Chasing the Sunset by Imaginary Cities. Of course, over cities you can see the sunset. Well, and before that was Till I Waltz Again with You by Teresa Brewer. And yeah, I can definitely say, two beautiful songs in a row, eh? Yeah, and here is Young Girl's Heart by Steve Miller Band on The Shakespeare Show.
Like a young girl's heart, like a young girl's heart.
That was It's All in You by Eddie Grant. And before that, Young Girl's Heart by Steve Miller. Wow. I've got both these albums at home, one on vinyl, one on cassette. Yeah, and here is Kalemba de Luna by Boney M. I don't know exactly what album it's on, but I know it's on the Gold album. It's on one of the later albums. But anyway, if you want to know, well, actually, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say this is episode 48. Oh, yeah, I mean, last week there was a broken bus, and this week, as soon as I came in, I was starving to death. I was very hungry. I just came in, and, you know, I had to go down and get something. I just had to get a little snack. Too bad you can't be here to enjoy this video, but at least I'm here and I'll watch it, and at least you can watch it at your own home. Alright, so here it is, Kalemba de Luna by Boney M. on The Shakespeare Show. Kalemba de Luna by Boney M. And now I will be I'll be putting off well, even though this is an American song, it's still FemCon, and even though it's, well, and even if it was not FemCon, still it wouldn't really give you any points, but it wouldn't take them away either, because it's not a hit. This is by Donna Fargo. Yep, United States of America. Yeah, on the Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Changes in her time.
In your fields this morning, I traveled your highways today. Used a creek and a rainbow for road now, and a tree for a chapel to pray. And I'm so proud to sing your praises and to live in the land of the free. I'm just one of your children who loves you, your home sweet home to me.
United States of America. United States of America.
I believe in the red, white, and blue.
Citizen of my country, I believe it is my duty to obey your laws, to try to be a worthy individual, a positive example, and a productive and responsible citizen, to be informed and concerned about our nation's affairs, and to voice my beliefs constructively, to practice diligently an attitude of brotherly love, and hold no hatred against anyone, and when one of my brothers makes a mistake, be he peasant or president, I will try to treat him as I would want to be treated, with compassion and understanding. And I will continue to be proud to pay taxes for the opportunity to live in the greatest nation in the world. A nation born out of faith in God and sustained only if that faith and the support of the American people remain strong.
United States of America.
Hello, you are listening to Grievances of a Scot on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I am joined today by David McCreath, a fellow Scot, to discuss Scottish independence and a number of other issues, but that's going to be the main focus of today. Introduce yourselves, David.
Hi, everyone. My name's David, as Alistair said. Mm-hmm. I'm from Scotland originally, but I'm at UBC on an exchange year.
Okay. Well, and we are both actually here on an exchange year. So you're listening to, as I said, Grievances of a Scot. I will start off the day with a brief grievance that occurred yesterday. Well, it's been occurring to me my entire time since I've been here in Canada. But the lines, queuing, my goodness, last night at Buck Party, probably queued in excess of about an hour and a half for either beer or trying to get in. So that was that's one brief grievance. I will not go into it too much, but Canada, your queues are too intense. It doesn't have the same bureaucracy, I don't feel, that we have. There seems to be more bureaucracy here than there is over on the other side
of
the
pond. We enjoy our orderly queues.
Our orderly queues. That's true. You would never ever see in Scotland or any other place, maybe in Germany, but people queuing for the bus. They queue everywhere. No, it's a free for all. When you're not getting on the bus, it's a free for all. You mark out the old grannies that you don't want to not necessarily knock over because you'll be socially judged. But other than that, it's more or less a free for all, where we sort of gather around the bus door, slowly getting larger and larger and larger as a group of people. But no, there's no such politeness. It's very, very orderly here, I would say.
Very orderly.
Very orderly. Well, we congratulate you for your Nazism, but. It's not appropriate on air. So we're going to move on to Scottish independence. That was my brief grievance of today. Scottish independence. So, David, let's talk about a little bit about the background of what Scotland is.
Yeah, sure. So Scotland's a strange kind of place within the United Kingdom. In a way, the United Kingdom is the most analogous thing to compare it to is almost like provinces in Canada or states in the US, but with slightly less autonomy in each area. So the United Kingdom or Great Britain itself is split up into Scotland, England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Four countries in one. And to an extent, Scotland within that has the most what we call devolved power. So it has the ability to make decisions on certain policies itself. But on certain issues, for example, like on the welfare system, taxation powers, foreign and defence affairs, those powers are still made by the Westminster government, by the UK government located in London. And so what we've seen in recent years, in 1999, Scotland gained its own parliament and had powers over things like healthcare and education spending. And since then, we've seen a movement largely led by the Scottish National Party for an independent Scotland, a campaign in favour of Scotland separating from the UK and becoming an independent nation. And on September the 18th this year, there is going to be a referendum in Scotland in which Scottish voters will be asked, do you think that Scotland should be an independent country?
Now, is there any ambiguity within that question?
There was. It was formally phrased as, do you agree that Scotland should be an independent country?
Okay.
The electoral authority kind of struck that down because it was biased in favour. People tend to want to agree with a statement. It's more of a statement of, if you were to vote no to that, it's harder to say no to the fact that you disagree with something, basically. It's a very clear statement. There's been some people that are against independence, but also want more autonomy for Scotland, are in favour of an option which they call Devolution Max, which is basically for Scotland to remain part of the UK, but a lot more powers transferred from the Westminster Parliament. So it would look like something, for example, Scotland would gain power over taxations, it would spend the income tax that it raised, and the UK would maybe only be in charge of foreign affairs or defence issues. And there were some people that wanted that option to be included in the referendum. In the end, it was decided that a straight yes or no, do you want Scotland to be an independent country, would be the best.
Okay. So what I want to also...